Thank you, Warren, and thank you all for coming. I know it gets to be a really long week by the time Thursday rolls around, so we appreciate it. Before I get started with the presentation, I'd like to acknowledge the collaborators, Warren Williams, who you just met, who is the moderator of this session, David Lyland with Northrop Grumman, Nicole Lambrecht with Kansas Immunization Registry, Emily Peterson with the Minnesota Immunization Registry, and Danielle Reeder Jolly with Scientific Technologies Corporation. I'd like to actually do two things in this presentation. First, just to give you an overview of the Modeling and Immunization Registry Operations Workgroup and the way it goes about its work. And secondly, to go through a preview of our most recent work, which is in the area of reminder recall. As you're all painfully aware, public health information systems and immunization information systems in particular have become very, very complex business systems. And it's one of the major challenges of the IIS community to try to address those complexities so that we can continue to improve the work that we do. The name of the work group that Warren and I co-chair is a mouthful. It's the Modeling of Immunization Registry Operations Work Group. It's affectionately known as MIROW. MIROW's goals are to develop consensus-based solutions and guidelines for IIS operations that promote operational consistency, foster communication and collaboration, and increase the credibility of IISs. MIROW chooses the topics that it wants to tackle through input from the IIS and public health communities. We do that in a couple ways, and one way that we have available right now is through a survey that's available on the ERA site. And I'll give you the link for that at the end of the presentation. But we'd ask for you to take some time to give us your suggestions about areas that could be tackled for best guidelines. The steering committee for MIROW chooses the topics based on those recommendations that come in to us from the communities, based on whether the importance of the topic to the IIS community, and whether it might have some programmatic aspects that are difficult to deploy and would benefit from best practice guidelines. The work group has developed documents in four different areas to date. And these are the first chapters of a larger best practices guidebook for IISs as recommended by the National Vaccine Advisory Committee. The group has published guidelines on moved or gone elsewhere and other patient status designations, vaccine level deduplication, and data quality for incoming data to an IIS, and most recently, the reminder recall. So why is reminder recall important? The primary benefit of reminder recall is to improve the timeliness and completion of recommended immunizations. The literature shows that there's a 5 to 20% increase in percentage points in immunization coverage rates after a reminder recall. But there are important secondary benefits of reminder recall, too. It can improve the data quality of the IIS, and it strengthens relationships between patients in their immunization home and the relationships between providers and the IISs. To develop the reminder recall guidelines, the committee, the work group, used the same sort of processes that is used to develop all of the guidelines. After selection of a topic by the MIROW community, by the MIROW Steering Committee, subject matter experts are identified and asked to participate in a series of conference calls and a 2.5-day facilitated face-to-face meeting. The goal of each work group is to develop guidelines that are based on a practical mix of real-life public health considerations and peer review recommendations. It is a lot of work, but it's very rewarding work, and I hope that if any of you are approached to be subject matter experts, you will consider participating. Reminder recall, the work group, the key outcomes from this group will be coming out in April. We're in the home stretch. We're going to be publishing them in April. It includes a use case model and many business business rules, principles, and recommendations, and I'm going to go over some of those in a little bit in this presentation. In addition, we did a few things that are a little bit new for this work group, for the MIRAL. We documented what we called worst practices, which means that we got together and we said, what are those things that didn't quite turn out the way that you'd hoped? And we put them all together, and we hope that they will help other people maybe avoid some of those same mistakes. We put together barriers to implementation of reminder recall and suggested some ways in which you can address those barriers. We addressed evaluation. We suggested some outcome measures and some other measures that could be used in evaluation of reminder recall. We also included a set of peer-reviewed literature. For the next couple of slides, I'm going to give a preview of the reminder recall document that is going to be published in April, particularly the recommendations, principles, and business rules. The guidelines address each step in the reminder recall process, beginning with who has responsibility to initiate a reminder recall process, through what to do with responses to those reminder recalls, and finally ends with some recommendations on functionality that IISs should have to accomplish reminder recall. In our series of conference calls and the meeting, we developed a series of key terms and definitions. It's important to do this to keep the subject matter experts on using the same terminology and definitions. We call this a domain model, which is basically a visual representation of the key terms and their associations. For the purposes of this group, we defined reminder recall as a communication to an individual that the individual is due or will do be due on a future date that's a reminder, or is past due that's a recall for one or more recommended immunizations. This slide represents a part of the reminder recall process with three major players: the reminder recall originator, the reminder recall recipient, and the reminder recall distributor. The recommendations are developed around this process model. And I'll refer you to the actual document that comes out in April. I know this slide's a little bit too much to try to take in at one time. A reminder recall process can be initiated by a variety of people, for the provider's patients, by a health plan for its enrollees, or by a state or local public health agency for all the people within its jurisdiction for whom it's responsible. Some examples of principles and business rules that we established concerning responsibility for reminder recall are that if the immunization home is known, that provider has primary responsibility for reminder recall for routine immunizations. If the immunization home is not known, then the state or public health authority has primary responsibility for reminder recall for routine immunizations. And finally, that the IIS in local public or state public health should be able to step in and take responsibility to do reminder recall on behalf of providers. Responsibility for reminder recall, to establishing responsibility for reminder recall, is important because the recommendations state that reminder recall should be initiated on a regular basis based on ACIP, well child visit timeframes, or state school or daycare requirements. The guidelines recommend that the responsible entity begin by considering one reminder and up to three follow-up recalls for each vaccination for children 0 to 6 years of age. Of course, there may be funding or other resource considerations to take into account. The guidelines recognize that reminder recall must be in line with available resources, and that the originator will take into account available resources and other considerations. Some of those other considerations are data quality. You need to look at how the quality of the data you have, at the timeliness of reporting to the IIS, and baseline immunization rates. If resource or other restrictions do limit the initiation of reminder recall, the recommendations state priorities for what should be done first, with priority for recall notifications for children 0 to 24 months of age. The guidelines recommend that IISs have functionality to issue reminder recall notices using a variety of methods, more than one method, such as phone call, auto dialer, letter, postcard. These methods are ranked from the most cost-effective to the least cost-effective based on peer review literature and the opinions of the subject matter experts. After a reminder recall is issued, that is the postcard sent and the auto dialer dials the number, the IS or other party collects the results. The guidelines recommend 3 reminder recall attempts if there's no state guideline using different methods among those 3 attempts. After a number of unsuccessful attempts, the responsibility for the reminder recall goes to the moves from the provider to the state or local public health agency. The guidelines recommend several aspects of functionality for IISs, that each IIS should be able to track patient status at both provider and geographic level. Each IIS should have functionality to allow providers to recall their own patients, to allow the state or local public health to recall patients on behalf of providers, and to allow state and local health to recall everyone within the geographic jurisdiction. So what do we hope that these recommendations offer? We hope that they offer some practical strategies about ways to deal with issues in reminder recall. The final document also contains many real-life examples that you can use to adapt to your own situation. This just shows basically an exit interview of the subject matter experts after the face-to-face meetings that we had for each of the topics. And in general, it shows that the subject matter experts would like to participate in the process again, feel that the processes and tools are valuable in developing the guidelines, and feel that they're willing to implement the guidelines that they helped develop. So in conclusion, MIRAL's goal is to develop consensus-based best practice recommendations for IIS operations. These guidelines are applicable to all different types of technology and implementation strategies. The reminder recall guidelines that I previewed for you are the 4th topic addressed by MIRAL, with more to come. So this is a picture of us probably at the end of that second day, because it really, of the face-to-face meeting, because it really feels like you're pulling, you know, a mountain to try to get this done. But it does all come together. And, you know, it takes a lot of people, though, to do it. So I'd really like to thank all of those subject matter experts, the steering committee, the facilitators, and thanks very much to the staff at ERA who help us guide us through each step of the process. Thanks very much, and here are links to both the place where you can find the existing documents that have already been published, and a link to the survey at which you can give us your ideas about additional places that we could tackle to do additional best practice guidelines. Thank you.